There's a sefer out there called Mishmeres Chaim, written by Rav Scheinberg. The name Mishmar is in the name. And the sefer is as follows. Rav Scheinberg, Zatzal, would have Mishmar in yeshiva. Mishmar would be, he would ask a kasha, an interesting kasha, not a regular kasha on the regular gemara the guys were learning, but a kasha. And then the boys would discuss and argue and this, and at the end he'd give what he thinks the answer is. And they wrote up these famous kashas. So Rav Scheinberg has a famous kasha on the Mishnah Berurah. It's a stira in the Mishnah Berurah. And the stira is about saying a bracha on a svek sveka. In Hilchos Sfira Sa'omer, we have the following case. If a person misses a day of Sfira, so the halacha is you keep on counting without a bracha. Why? It's a machlokas whether you can be yotzei the mitzvah anymore. Some say that once you miss a day, you're out, you can't do the mitzvah anymore. And many say, no, you can still do the mitzvah. Each day is a separate mitzvah. So we keep on counting because each day is a separate mitzvah, probably. But, suffik brachos lahakel, you don't say a bracha. Good, because maybe you can't be yotzei anymore. What if a person has a suffik whether he missed a day? In other words, it's night, let's say it's night 13. And as you're about to count, you say, oh my gosh, that means wait, last night was 12. Wait, last night I may have counted 11. And you're confused. And you have a suffik whether you counted the right day. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you keep on counting with a bracha. Why with a bracha? So here the Mishnah Berurah says, because of svek sveka. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchos Sfiras Omer. Not everyone agrees, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. It's based on svek sveka. What the double doubt? Well, maybe you counted. And if you counted last night, then for sure you're okay. Even if you didn't count, but we just said a few minutes ago, even if you miss a whole day of Sfira, many say you keep on counting with a bracha anyway. We don't because of the suffix. But if you, the two suffix together, maybe you counted. And even if you didn't count, then maybe you can count with a bracha anyway. So it's like a double doubt. There are four possible outcomes. Three out of four are okay. And therefore you can count with the bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, by a svek sveka, you're allowed to keep on counting with a bracha. Well, but then there's another Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Brachos. The Mishnah Berurah is discussing the following halacha. If a person eats a beria, that means a whole item, a whole unit. So there's a Tosfos has two shitas, whether you say a bracha achrona, even if it's smaller than a kezias. Let's say one raisin. A raisin is a whole fruit. Now it's less than a kezias. So what if you ate a whole raisin? You popped a raisin into your mouth at one time. So the Shulchan Aruch says, this is a suffik, whether you have a bracha achrona. We don't make a bracha, but you know, you're supposed to avoid that. You're supposed to avoid eating one whole raisin. Either eat enough raisins to have a kezias, and definitely say a bracha achrona, or eat it a half at a time, to avoid eating a whole beria at once. So that's called a beria. A person ate a raisin, okay. So what if a person ate a grape? That's a beria. And the grape was big enough that it's a suffik, whether it's what we call kezias. Now that's an interesting question, because grapes are normally bigger than olives, but we assume a certain size for a kezias. So you have this grape, and this grape is roughly the size of a kezias. So now you have a svek sveka. This grape is a beria. Maybe a beria gets a bracha, maybe it doesn't. Even if a beria doesn't get a bracha, maybe this grape is a kezias. So it's a svek sveka on Hilchos Brachos. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you don't say a bracha. So that's the famous stira. Rav Scheinberg is the one who made that stira famous, that in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, you make a bracha by a svek sveka. In Hilchos Brachos, he says, you don't make a bracha by a svek sveka. Oh. Now, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita is known as the Sar HaTorah. He's the master of Torah. So among the many, many things he's totally mastered, he's considered the expert on the Mishnah Berurah. He wrote a sefer, Shona Halachos, where he sort of rewrote the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch Ramah, in a different way, just the bottom line, halacha lemaisa, and he showed his angle on what the Mishnah Berurah meant. The Gedolim who were older than him would learn that sefer to understand what Reb Chaim felt shot in the Mishnah Berurah was. So Reb Chaim is considered the expert in the Mishnah Berurah, among other things. So I figured I'll write him, I'll ask him, what's his answer to this stira? Rav Shaimer gives an answer, people give answers to this stira. So I wrote to Reb Chaim. And he wrote back, Ayin, Ber Halacha, Simen Zayin, Sif Aleph. That's what he wrote back. Our Ber Halacha that we learned today. Now Reb Chaim, by the way, writes very short. Reb Chaim answers questions, the people, thousands and thousands of questions, he writes short, brief answers. So I looked up this Ber Halacha, and this Ber Halacha that we learned today is the solution to the stira. Why? Because it's as follows. In this Ber Halacha, he says, when there's a Svek Sveka, you would say a bracha, but he says as follows. Uve'arshos achayim hiskim deyuchal levarech amatilos shedayim in mizdamin lozer achar she'asa tzracha of gedolim. V'lo mitam svek sveka de'bezer da'ito shelo levarech rak mishum de'belav hachi das rov ha'poskim de'lesfila yuchal levarech bezer. So Reb Chaim, that's a stira. So Reb Chaim wrote back to me, look in this Ber Halacha. What does it say in the Ber Halacha? That when it's a Svek Sveka with a Rov HaPoskim, then you say a Bracha. That's what comes out of this Ber Halacha. The way the Arta, and the Mishnah Berurah sounds like he accepts the Malbim. The Malbim says, Rov HaPoskim say that if you do Gedolim and now it's time to daven and you're washing your hands, you would say a Bracha. We don't. But he says you would say a Bracha, but we don't do that. But if it's also a Svek Sveka, because you're about to eat a fruit dipped in a liquid, so Svek Sveka plus Rov HaPoskim, you would say a bracha. So Reb Chaim is saying, when it comes to the question of a grape, that's a suffix kezias. Those are two real suffixes. Maybe kezias, maybe not a kezias. Maybe a bracha on a beria, maybe not. That's a straight svek sveka. But by Sfiras HaOmer, Rov Poskim say that if you miss a day, you keep on counting with a bracha. Rov Rishonim say, you keep on counting, we don't. But Rov Rishonim say, you do. So there, if you have a suffix, whether you miss the day, it's a Svek Sveka with a Rov HaPoskim. And therefore, you would say a Bracha. So this, Ber Halacha and Simen Zayin, this totally strange case, this is the answer to the Stira, Rav Scheinberg's Stira in the Mishnah Berurah. That's Rafievsky Shlita. That's a great teretz to a great kasha.